Digestive. Digestive.
You have caused confusion.
I will crash his board.
Right, is this bloody working now? Are you there? Gordon Bennett, what a palaver. What an absolute pain in the neck. Basically, StreamYard and YouTube decided to have a spaz out because the stream that was scheduled for yesterday was then pushed back because I was trying to get my video on the Charlie Kirk conspiracy stuff, Candice Owens and Ian Carroll and Max Blumenthal. If you haven't watched that video, you should go and watch it because I consider basically all of the conspiracy stuff out there. You know, you can watch that, come to your own conclusions. I give my thoughts there. But because of that, this stream was moved. And I started the show. I started this very show, right? And I was 7 minutes in, and then I realized I wasn't broadcasting. Can you imagine how annoying that is? Because now I have to introduce the show again, and I have to go over all the stuff I said again. So anyway, we're going to be talking about the current slop, the current goings-on in the British news, politics as a circus. Ed Davey has put his hat into the clown show and has dubbed Nigel Farage a threat to democracy. And if you heard that sound, it was my eyes rolling out of my head as we literally are going to do a rerun of Trump from 2016 with bloody Ed Davey as Hillary Clinton. They're going to run the same playbook, the same nonsensical script again, only this time with Farage as ersatz Hitler. So irritated have I been at this development, right? Because as everybody knows, Nigel Farage is a charlatan and a fraud and a clown who's not going to deliver any of the change that people want, but is rather going to distract everyone with his circus act. Basically, this show and commenting on politics in current year, it's basically Gogglebox, isn't it? What you're consuming now is Gogglebox. Only rather than watching whatever's on TV, we're just watching politics, right? And today's feud is Ed Davey versus Nigel Farage. So irritated have I been that next week's videos are all going to be on this theme, okay? The first video next week, which I've already recorded, is going to be on the theme of the populist playbook. Now, I've got previous videos on what I've called sloppulism, but I want to hone in more on why Farage and Trump and all of these other characters are really nothing but a kind of circus act to keep you on a kind of reservation to distract you and take your energy away, and that are never actually going to deliver any change, right? And I'll take you blow by blow through 10 points of the populist playbook. And then in the second video next week, I'm going to directly address this nonsensical notion that Nigel Farage is a stepping stone on the way to British fascism. He's a stepping stone, okay? The reason I want to pour cold water on this idea is not only because it is being touted by the hyperbolic and moronic left as epitomized by a figure like Ed Davey, right? But also it is increasingly being spouted by increasingly brain dead, moronic and idiotic right wingers who have this bizarre notion that all we need to keep on doing is nudging the discourse this way and this way, and Nigel will somehow be a stepping stone to some sort of hard right utopia, right? He is a necessary step on the way to British Hitler or something like this. Absolute poppycock and nonsense. And I've done a whole video looking at conditions in the Weimar Republic, figures like Alfred Hugenberg, right? And why Farage is nothing, absolutely nothing like any of those sorts of figures that were around in the Weimar Republic, and how the current situation is nothing like Weimar Germany. Okay. I know people talk about Weimar conditions and so on, but we need to stop this nonsense now, because people are starting to take it seriously as political theory, a completely untested, nonsensical political theory, I might add. Okay. But anyway, this dream can be like an amuse-bouche, right, to those two videos I'm doing next week. We're going to kind of whet the beak, whet the appetite, by looking at comments from Ed Davey in a recent interview that Nigel Farage did with Nick Tell It to Your Straight Ferrari on LBC. But we're going to watch the Ed Davey ones first. Before we get there, Gogglebox fans, it is autumn, or if you're American, it's the fall, right? It is my annual autumn sale. And you know what that means? There's a promo code with 25% off all the courses. And that promo code is Shredder. And then when I come back, I'm going to talk about Ed Davey versus Nigel Farage. Whoop-de-doo! It's promo code Shredder. World-class education denied to you by school, denied to you by woke university. Well, no more. Pick up your course today. 25% off all courses with promo code Shredder. That's Shredder. Buy it now. All right. So, yeah, pick up your courses today. Now, I can't believe that we're rerunning Trump versus Hillary with Farage as Trump and fucking Ed Davey as Hillary, right? This is, we're actually going to do this. First time as tragedy, second time as farce, eh? Right? But and then nothing more farcical than this unseemly spectacle that we're witnessing in British politics. Davey is moaning about the Americanization of British politics through Farage while literally stepping on every single rake possible. What is Ed Davey doing? Ed Davey is willingly putting on the clown nose and stepping into the circus. What are you doing, Ed? What are you doing? Well, anyway, let's have a look at some of his recent comments.
Cutting through so much, the survey saying that fewer than 4 in 10 know who you are. You're giving out these Lego models of Nigel Farage. That's him dressed as Donald Trump. I mean, this guy is living rent-free in your brain. He's got 5 MPs, you've got 72. Why are you bothering about it?
Because he's a threat to our country and to our democracy. What he wants to do, and that's why it looks a bit like Donald Trump, is he wants to bring Trump's America to the United Kingdom.
Right, so me, as Ed Davey, I literally watched the last 10 years of Trump. And now I'm going to literally do what Hillary Clinton did. What the fuck is wrong with you, Ed?
I think people who care about British values don't want to be, an adjunct to Trump's America. Don't want to have, American-style health insurance, getting rid of the ban on handguns like they have in America and like Nigel Farage supports, fracking across our beautiful countryside, which Nigel Farage wants to happen.
He wants to bring down bills. He wants to bring down energy bills. That's why fracking's important to him. Oil and gas, bring down energy bills.
I'm glad you've raised this, because fracking won't do that at all.
Right.
The price of gas is what's keeping energy bills higher.
I just cannot get over Ed Davey launching this bid to make... I mean, what Ed Davey wants to do is make the Lib Dems the kind of main opposition to Farage and knocking it, because Starmer is using Dark Lord playbook, Morgan McSweeney tactics, right? They're basically like not taking the fight directly to Farage, right? I.e. Starmer saying... Starmer saying, I'm not going to go there because I saw how it went, right? Davey saying, no, I'm going to go there. I'm going to go full retard, right? So let's watch it. Let's brilliant, Ed.
by despoiling our countryside and fracking across every bit of green grass as Nigel Farage wants to do, he won't bring down energy bills. He'll make us more dependent on Vladimir Putin's Russian gas. Look where that's ended. What you need to do to bring down energy bills is the plan that the Liberal Democrats have. We've got a plan to halve people's energy bills within a decade. That's actually realistic, unlike
using
fracking,
green power and the like.
Well, looking at using renewables in the seats that I think... Insulating people's homes, enabling us to trade with Europe better with interconnectors so we can get cheaper power. There's a whole set of ideas that we've got, a real properly well thought through plan, unlike the fracking ideas of Nigel Farage. And what I worry about is that if we become like Trump's America, we're changing our country in a profound and a difficult way. Look what Trump's doing to America, undermine the democracy there. Liberal Democrats have a different approach to changing our country.
About your point. Why?
Right, so he's gone round the stations now, right? So there's another interview with Beth Rigby, right? Let's see how we got on the Sky interview.
And that stops reform winning.
My takeaways from my interview there with Ed Davey, the first big point to make is, like other political leaders, he really wants to take the fight to reform. You think Nigel Farage is mimicking Donald Trump?
Well, I think he wants to. I think he wants Britain to be like Trump's America. That's the impression I get from what he says and from a lot of his policy statements.
And on that, one point of real clarity from Ed Davey, he will not do a deal with Farage. Doesn't matter what happens in the next general election, he will not deal with Farage. Would you ever do a deal with Nigel Farage?
That is not going to happen. The truth is, with the Reform Party, they represent values which were the complete polar opposite.
So you would never do a deal with Nigel Farage?
Well, I think no one would expect me to do that, and I don't want to do it, and we won't do it.
He was less clear, however, about other parties not ruling out other deals. Would you ever do a deal with Keir Starmer?
Look, when it comes to deals with other parties beyond reform, let's wait till see the result of the next election.
Might.
No, here's the point. Liberal Democrats believe in getting that election whenever it comes.
You can see the formation, if you like, of a progressive alliance of different parties trying to see off the threat of reform. It might be in the distance.
It's all so cringy, isn't it? It's all so cringy. Can we just not? Can we just not? King Charles, if you're watching this show, mate, scrap Parliament and appoint Tony Blair as the permanent dictator, Lord Protector until he dies, right? And end this sham. I'm begging you, Your Majesty, end this sham.
But that is perhaps where parties like the Liberal Democrats might move.
Mainstream politicians of all the mainstream parties, I think, don't want to undermine our democracy, don't want to take it in the direction of Trump's America like Nigel Farage.
And tapping into the theme of Donald Trump and his populism in the way that that could infect, in his view, British politics, he also doubled down on his criticisms of Elon Musk, telling me that he would not back down, not retract comments about Elon Musk being a criminal.
He doubled down on his criticisms of Elon Musk. Beth Rigby. His criticisms. What is this accent that Beth Rigby claims she has?
Isn't it irresponsible for a leader to call someone a criminal when there's no charges, no investigation? You're making libelous remarks about another public figure. Would you like to retract that comment?
No, and I'll tell you why. He has clearly broken the law, he and X.
Are you worried he's going to sue you?
Well, if he does, he sues me. Let's see how he fares, because I don't think he'll win.
And then, on the matter of Ed Davey himself, he's come under some criticism from his MPs in Parliament. They got 72 MPs, but what...
Let's talk about the Americanisation of politics, says Ed Davey, as he bungee jumps down a fucking slide. I hate what Ed Davey's doing. He's willingly putting on the clown show and saying, yep, the time is right to redo 2016-era culture war bullshit yet again. Fucking brilliant. Because this isn't going to backfire. This isn't exactly what Nigel Farage thrives on, exactly what he wants, exactly how populism wins. It's almost like Ed Davey's being paid by Reform to do this. This is so stupid.
What impact are they really making? There have been reports that some of his MPs think he needs to get more serious, that he needs to make more policy interventions. I asked him about that, about some of those criticisms. There are reports that your MPs have told you to drop, quote, excuse the swearing, bullshit stunts and raise your game. Are you worried you're not cutting through?
Well, I don't think politics is a joke.
Are you worried you're not cutting through? I want to see a Ray Winstone film starring Beth Rigby.
And when I did those stunts in the election, I said, you know, you don't have to take yourself seriously. You take the voters' concerns seriously.
So you're going to lead the Lib Dems into the next general election?
My God. And already we're seeing memes, right? You know what I was saying, right? Talk about 2016 energy. We're seeing memes now from Darren Grimes. This is a Darren Grimes meme, making fun of Ed Davey. Give me strength, O Lord.
Farage.
Nigel Farage.
Farage, give Farage so much time and attention.
Farage.
Farage is Britain. The threat that Reform now poses to our country and our democracy. Nigel Farage.
This is a good lesson, by the way, in dialectical entrapment. Ed Davey has decided to step on the biggest rake going, which is dialectically enmeshing himself with Farage. He's on to an absolute loser with his strategy. How do I know? I've been paying attention to politics for the last 10 years, and the Democrats in America went down this route of calling Trump a fascist and blah, 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 blah. And now, I mean, look at them. Look at them. They ended up with cackling Kamala Harris, a jobber, right? I mean, I want to change the booker. Right. Okay. If you're not gonna remove Parliament, King Charles, fire the booker. I'm sick of Vince Russo bloody booking our politics. Get in a decent booker, for God's sake. Vince McMahon is available now. Get him in. It's tiresome. Anyway, here is what Danny Kruger, Reform's latest politician, had to say.
Davey, they're trying to bring American-style culture wars to our politics. What actually we need, and he talks about democracy, is we need the government of this country to reflect the aspirations and the interests of the British people.
Yeah, Jim Cornette. To get in a good old-fashioned Jim Cornette. He can book it. He can book this territory like bloody Memphis in 1982 or something. Smoky Mountain Wrestling from 1994. Why not?
Polling shows that increasingly people are rejecting the old mainstream parties that have delivered the complicated set of crises that we're all experiencing, which include the Liberal Democrats from their time in coalition. What we need is genuine democracy that will see a new government elected with an actual mandate, an actual plan, which is what I'm working on with Nigel and Zia and the team, to ensure that when we get a new government, we actually get genuine change. So it's a massive challenge, and I'm afraid...
It's a massive challenge to get genuine change. Let's see. I'm going to do a poll. Let's see how much faith there is at the moment of genuine change coming with a Reform government. Do you think Nige and co will bring about genuine change? Okay, we're going to say yes or no. Let's see where we are. See where we are in current year. 86% say no. Keep on voting, guys. Keep on voting. Not that votes matter here either. 90% of people think that Reform will not bring about genuine change. 90%. Now, remember that, because when election fever starts, I don't want you telling me that I'm blackpilling. I'll be throwing out Fell For It Again awards like frisbees. All bullshit. All right. 86% of people do not believe Danny Kruger.
You know, Ed playing around with Lego isn't going to deliver much change at all.
Thank you very much, Dan.
Now, we did have an appearance from Nige this morning on the nation's favourite radio show, LBC, with Nick, Give It To You Straight Ferrari. So I've got that to play, and then we're going to hit the super chats and things. Where is that? Hold on a minute. I need to find that. How do I get to that now? Give me a moment. Where do I get to the 4K thing? That's why. Failed to download. Why is that failed to download then? Well, maybe I'm going to have to watch it from LBC's actual website. That's going to be fun, isn't it? All right, I'm going to have to get it up on the website because it didn't download for some reason. It's all going well today, isn't it? All right, let's get up Farage on LBC. Right, they're eating our swans. They're eating our swans, right? Is this not just the Haitians are eating, only this time cynically done by Farage? This is the Haitians are eating our dogs, only they're eating our swans. Let me play this now. It's Nick, Give It To You Straight Ferrari, and Nigel Farage.
What do we take from today's conversation? Joining the studio, LBC's political editor, Natasha Clark. Morning, Natasha. What do we take from that?
Now, I don't know about you, right? This is going to sound odd, but you know that Jess Gill? She interviewed me once. You know that Jess Gill? She's only like 20-something, right? Imagine her, but grown up. She looks a bit like Natasha Clark. And that's weird, right? That's weird because I also think another girl looks like Jess Gill, which is the left cop. The left cop in the famous meme that has become... Where's left cop? Hold on a minute. Where are those two cops? You know the ones? The one on the left also looks like Jess Gill. There's the one in the hijab. And then there's the one on the left who looks about 12 years old. She looks like she could be Jess Gill's sister. And this girl here looks like she could be Jess Gill's mother. I don't know why that is. But anyway, let's carry on.
Morning, Nick. Yes. Well, I thought that obviously to start out, you had him over the ropes a little bit about his plans, which he revealed on Monday, the plans to basically get rid of indefinite leave to remain.
The whole point of what I talked about on Monday was we have over the next 3 years 1.3 million people coming up expecting to be granted indefinite leave to remain. Yep. It's part of the Boris wave that he allowed. And if we do that, some estimates are that that will cost the taxpayer over £200 billion over the years to come. No, it hasn't been widely discredited at all.
Even the body that produced it says that it's unsubstantiated figures.
Yeah, yeah. Do you know what? Whether it's 100...
By the way... Tomorrow's video is the political top trumps, the cards, the football manager stats. And when I was going through that, I was surprised, but one of the categories is interviews. I actually think Nigel Farage is a 20 in this sort of setting where he's in a hostile interview. One of the very best at this specific football manager political skill. Anyway, let's see what he says.
180 billion or 260 billion, it would represent a massive saving for the country.
I think there was a slight shifting of sands there. Previously, it was a lot of write-ups over the weekend about deporting potentially hundreds of thousands of people. Understandably, that's got a lot of people quite worried about what that might mean for their families. But I think he was pretty firm on that, saying that these people would have their benefits taken away, but not necessarily deported. So it felt to me like a little bit of a shift in that. And he was quite reassuring, I thought, to that American woman who called in saying, look, no, we're not going to be deporting you. If you've come here, if your family can support you, then, you know, if you don't have to live off Social Security, he said, of Ukrainians and Hong Kongers, again, they don't tend to live off Social Security.
Yep.
They're among the hardest working people. So no plans to ban dual citizenship as well. So that was an interesting takeaway.
Children, though, of Ayle is interesting, isn't it? Because we still don't quite know that the children won't be deported, but we'll just switch off any of their benefits, effectively.
Absolutely. So, like I say, I think there's still a little bit of flesh on the bones to sort of iron out.
I have to say, Farage has come out with this idea. He's not going to get indefinite leave to remain. And it's, you know, the left are like, oh, Farage is done. He's really messed things up now. This is wishful thinking, right? The idea that this is not going to be popular in the country is, you know, they're on cloud cuckoo land. The idea that this is going to be unpopular and so on, absolute rubbish. Also, I got into it a little bit with Aaron Bastani, who was saying, oh, well, my mother-in-law has been in the country for 50 years, right? She's from Malta, and now under Farage's rule, she'd have to go home. And I have to say, like, hang on a second, Aaron, right? My dad came to this country 50 years ago when he was studying in 1975. He was working on ships, so he didn't actually live here. He didn't actually come ashore to live until 1985, right? He bought a house and he lived here in 1985. He was a British citizen by 1988, right? So he was living here for less than 3 years. He got all the paperwork done. And I was on the phone to my dad yesterday. I said, Dad, you were a British citizen in like 2 years. What gives? Like, how are there people here for 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, 50 years? And he just said, oh, some people are stupid. So that's all he said. He said, you got to understand, some people are stupid. I was like, okay, all right, good answer. But it's like, what are you doing? It's not that difficult to get your paperwork done. You got a legal job. You're here properly. You've got all your things, documents done. You've get a passport, become a citizen, do it by the book. It can't be that hard. If my dad did it in what, 2.5, 3 years in Margaret Thatcher's Britain in 1985, how hard can it be? So I just don't understand why people are making such a song and a dance about indefinite leave to remain. What's the point of laws? What's the point of laws if nobody does them? This is what I don't get. Why do some people do things by the book and do things as they're meant to, and other people are like, oh, I'm just not going to bother. Why should I? You know, I mean, you see these sob stories. Oh, I came in the Windrush generation. What the fuck are you? For 60 years, you couldn't sort your paperwork out? I just don't get it. I don't get why the left are losing their shit over something perfectly reasonable from Farage. What Farage is saying is not even that controversial, right? It's just like, okay, let's just apply the laws more strictly than we do.
Yeah. Of those, and I think people are understandably worried. There has been quite a lot of a backlash to this, but Nigel Farage, I think, slightly softening his position on that, saying there is not going to be a lot.
But not listening to the financial side, won't take on board what seems to be the organisation that put the figures out, said that we need to backtrack on these a little bit. But
exactly,
he says it could be. He's not losing this line. It could be even bigger than $2.3
billion. Exactly. Well, apparently that's what they've told them in private, that the CPS, the think tank that did those statistics, has said that actually we are going to be revising these figures, but we're going to be revising them upwards. So we will hear, I'm sure, in a few weeks from the CPS about whether that is the case or not. You then moved on to press him about Donald Trump, of course, and what he's been saying in the United States in the last couple of days.
Come on, I want Farage. Why is all this MILF Gill? I want proper Farage. Okay, he's
rather
coming.
About paracetam.
Happiness is spending time doing the things you love. It's about.
Do you know what I was appalled by recently? Right, I'm going to have to pause this and let it play, is that I found out the missus, right, has got herself YouTube Premium, but she hasn't put me on there. I was like, oh, put me on there then. And she hasn't sorted her out. So I've got to pay, and she's got the bloody premium. I'm like, hey, I'm the YouTuber. I'm the one with the channel. Anyway, let's carry on.
All about autism.
I do think individual countries should have their own debates and make their own health decisions. So I wouldn't follow what Mr. Kennedy's department does. I'd listen to what they have to say, but I wouldn't follow it. And frankly, nor would I follow the World Health Organization, you know, who now seem to want to take some extraordinary powers that will allow them to lock us down in the future. No, having our own independent healthcare policy, making our own decisions, must be the right thing to do.
When Nigel, when Donald Trump talks about links between paracetamol or Tylenol and autism, is he right?
I have no idea.
You think he might be right?
I have no idea. You know, we were told thalidomide was a very safe drug and it wasn't. Who knows? Nick, I don't know. You don't know. He has a particular thing about autism, I think because there's been some in his family, and he feels it very personally. I have no idea.
You wouldn't side with the medical experts who say it's dangerous.
I wouldn't. When it comes to science, I don't side with anybody.
Right.
He really wouldn't criticise Donald Trump and Robert Kennedy on those, saying, look,
all right, I'm bored of this. Bored of this. I'm going for a Twix. Fed up. Right. Let's see what people have said. We'll get out of here. It's been a funny sort of show. I had to start it three times. Let's have a look what some of the super thanks were. Then we'll hit the super chat. The super thanks from the past week. There's been quite a few of them. Okay. So, hundreds of people are reporting Lewis Goodall to Ofcom for his rhetoric, blah, blah, blah. Now I have to say, I have not heard back from global media or from Ofcom. Has anyone else who complained heard back? Because I haven't had not a dicky bird. They didn't even give a reply. They didn't even say, oh, thank you, we received your letter or whatever, blah. They haven't even replied. They haven't even bothered to do the basic thing. Me, as a dedicated LBC listener, being fobbed off by global media for the disgraceful comments of Lewis Goodall, didn't even bother to write back. I haven't heard from Ofcom either. So anyway, Jaycon says, I find the moral panic among the right over the left's reaction to Kurt's assassination to be naive at best and disingenuous at worst. How would the rightist feel if some despicable figure from the left was murdered? Most would be glad. The left feels comfortable in expressing their joy publicly because they think they have an iron grip on mainstream culture. It's time to understand what kind of fight this is, because the left apparently already does. Selective pearl clutching won't do. Tit-for-tat gotchas and online owning of the enemy is mere harmless dispersal of vital energy. This is obvious if you contrast the violence of the right's reaction on Twitter to the absolute lack of kinetic response or any kind of response with any relationship whatsoever to hard power. Well, good points made by you, Jaycon. Frankly, I just saw an opportunity to remove an extremist, Lewis Goodall, from the airwaves. Unfortunately, they seem to have completely ignored it. They completely ignored it. I'm reminded of the film Nuts in May, where Candice Marie is moaning about the guy playing the radio. And she said, go on, Keith, go and say something. And then Keith goes over. Excuse me, playing the radio too loud. And then he goes back. And then they put the radio back on. And she says, they completely ignored you, Keith. They completely ignored you. And that is what Ofcom and global media have done so far. Completely ignored us. I might have to write to them again and be like, excuse me, It was been a week now since we complained. We've heard nothing. Fresh Bobber says, and this is on what James O'Brien gets wrong about Enoch Powell, a popular video, I have to say. He says that the right is capitalist is a very American view. Well, the thing is, Fresh Bobber, we're living in an Americanized Britain. You got Maggie to thank for that. That was the Maggie Thatcher revolution. I was born into it. I was born in 1982 with Coca-Cola running through my veins, right? And a Ronald McDonald nose, and literally I was born into it. I stared into the giant eyes of capitalism, and I was like, I am one with you, because I was born in Margaret Thatcher's Britain. I grew up watching American wrestling, He-Man, Thundercats, Transformers, A-Team. Glorious time it was, but it was an American time. So the notion that we're not in an American world has to fall away. Like the notion that this country hasn't been captured is something I've been trying to open people's eyes up to for the past 2 or 3 years. I have a book here by L. Denny called America Conquered Britain. America Conquers Britain. Published date, 1930. It's 2025 now. So he wrote that book 95 years ago. Anyway, Fresh Bobber says, in Europe, this is and has never been the case. Only in recent years has it become more and more common, especially due to the Americanization of Europe. Well, exactly, Fresh Bobber. But as per my answer to Stelios, we can't LARP and pretend that right and left means some other thing. We have to apply it as it pertains today. And as it pertains today, my pro-regulation views sit on the left of the political aisle, centre-left, we could say. My politics are very close, in fact, to Blue Labour. And Morgan McSweeney, who's actually in the government right now. Have they enacted any of the changes I wanted? No, they haven't. Because maybe Keir Starmer's government is a sham, a shell for neoliberal globalism as well. But it is where it is. What I've been trying to do is show that to be anti-immigration is actually naturally goes hand in hand with a pro-regulatory view of markets, that the free market position inevitably and inextricably leads to open borders and the free flow of capital. Any rudimentary understanding of economics, foundations of economics, buy it now, right? Will tell you that free goods, free labor, free capital, they all go hand in hand. The four freedoms of the EU, right, are part and parcel of what people call capitalism, free market capitalism, as advocated by F.A. Hayek, Milton Friedman, Ludwig von Mises, etc., etc., etc. Everybody say, oh, what about Hans Hermann Hoppe? What about my Hans Hermann Hoppe? I've got several books by Hans Hermann Hoppe here. Democracy, the God That Failed is a classic, of course. The Great Fiction is a good book. But I've got another book here called A Theory of Socialism and Capitalism. Let me open that book for you right now, okay? Theory of Socialism and Capitalism. And in the worldview of Hans Hermann Hoppe, I'm a based libertarian, okay, he says the socialism Russian style, socialism social democratic style, the socialism of conservatism, the socialism of social engineering, right? So in that chapter there, the socialism of conservatism, if you read that chapter, basically a lot of the things that I believe would be defined as socialist by my based Hans Hermann Hoppe. Because let's not forget, Hans Hermann Hoppe is as far right as it goes when it comes to libertarianism, right? So And that is the world, that is the spectrum that we have, right? Not the one that I would like to see. It's the one that we actually have. And on that, I sit on the center left, on that very spectrum. Scott says on the same video, what James O'Brien gets wrong about Enoch Powell, right? And that was me basically saying, like, all Enoch Powell was doing was representing his constituents and the will of about 70% of the country. James O'Brien thinks that Ted Heath was in the right to go against that and to stamp on Powell. Anyway, Scott says, unrelated to this video, but I wanted to share some back pain information and a bit of trivia. In recent videos, you mentioned suffering from back pain. That is true. It has curbed my gym activity. I was going back to the gym and I had to stop due to lower back pain. I'm still playing pickleball because that's a lower intensity activity. But if I try anything, and even after pickleball, I have back pain. But if I go into the Blaze training or, you know, spin class or just go and do weights or whatever, I get back pain, unfortunately. He says, check out Dr. Stu McGill and his big three exercises, his book Back Mechanics, and these exercises have helped me greatly in managing my own back pain. Oh, well, thank you very much. I'll have to check that out. Big three exercises of Stu McGill. I'll bookmark that because I do have issues with lower back pain. You know, if this channel goes on long enough, it's just going to turn into like old man content. You know, me talking about composting, how to deal with back pain. You know, and Zimmer frame. Okay, I've got that now. Okay, I'll just book that video. Okay, McGill. All right, and he says on a recent Deepest Lore stream, you asked why Michelin tires are involved in rating restaurants. The idea was to recommend good restaurants for motorists to drive to, resulting in them wearing through their tires faster. Thanks as always for great content. Well, that's very interesting, Scott. That's the best kind of super thanks. Very useful as well. James Goodwin on Hammer Films, the studio that revolutionized horror. My God, that was a labor of love. It was about a year ago I made that video. It was last Halloween I made that video, the definitive guide to Hammer Films. And he just said peak AA content. Well, if you haven't watched that video, people should go and watch it. Yeah, it did get 22,000 views, so that's not bad. But then so did most of my videos last week get something like that as well. But, you know, took me a lot of work, that video. So, yeah, thank you very much for that, sir. Int Boom on why is Keir Starmer such a weak leader says, this chat is just to guarantee that we get the Football Manager vid. Cheers. Well, Int Boom, you're in luck, mate, because that video is coming tomorrow and it's already been recorded. I did a good recording session this morning. I got three videos done in one morning. And you'll know, if you watch this, you'll know, because my hair is the same. I'm wearing the same outfit. You can generally tell just by hair and what I'm wearing on what recording session it came from. Some nerd will be able to go through all the videos and be like, right, he did all of those on one day and all of those on a different day. You know, the hat, the one where I'm wearing the hat recently, that's easier to spot, you know. Got one in the cloak, one in the smoking jacket, one in the Miami Vice. And Tim Cornish just says, great analysis on what Rory Stewart gets wrong about social media in the UK. Well, thank you very much, Tim Cornish. No, you get out. A couple of other super chats in the entropy. Christian Troy says, all of the Trump admin are not serious people. Your tweets during the Signal Gate slop cycle are correct. Well, thank you very much, Christian Troy. Bush and Biden had serious people. Absolutely correct. Absolutely 100%. High five. Me and you, Christian, high-fiving across the information superhighway. Kane Whitehead says, flip-flop Farage. Broman Hank says, has peak wank been reached? Where is he? Where is he?
I think that we've reached peak wank.
That was going on 10 years ago, that clip. I think it was from 2017. Right, that clip is now is now 8 years old. I don't know. Every time I think we reach peak wank, the world becomes even more wanky, Roman Hank. Third man says, you've said in the past that you're sure we'll win in the end, but clearly you have zero faith in basically anyone in our political system. How do you reconcile this? Well, third man, the problem is that people in our current political system, especially populists, are compromised. They are demonstrably compromised. The Trump admin, for example, is compromised by relationship to Jeffrey Epstein and by foreign funds, funding that comes from a Zionist network. Nigel Farage is compromised by this. Le Pen is compromised by this. Milei is compromised by this. Old Maloney in Italy is compromised by this. And you can always tell. How can you tell? In crunch moments, like, for example, the UK recognizing Palestine as a state, Farage comes out and says, nope, this is the wrong thing to do. Maloney and Milei and Trump come out and say, nope, we will stand by Israel no matter what. And what they do is they wear your politics, your causes, your nationalism, your patriotism, you wanting your country back as a skin suit to get what they want, namely support for Israel. Do you get it now? I hope you get it. And until that problem is there, I will have zero faith in anything being sorted out. Why do I still say, in the face of that, that we will win? Because as time goes on, more and more people wake up to the fundamental problem that you can't get any solution in your country until that fundamental question is sorted out, i.e. get foreign influence out of your politics. It's not a case of doing a deal or using them to do something for you. It doesn't work like that. They use you. When they pay money, they're using you to get what you want. You don't use them to get what you want. They use you. Until you and Connor Tomlinson and Carl Benjamin and every other fucker gets that through their skull, you get nothing, you lose. Good day, sir. Principled Uncertainty says, get yourself some Werther's on me. Well, thank you very much. I'm not feeling very Werther's original mellow, I tell you that much. Okay, is that it? Blue says, I'm an American. I say autumn, not fall. Based Blue. And I think that is it. We had a couple of false starts today, so it may be a shorter show than usual. As far as I can tell, that is it for the Super Chats. Maybe I can get out of here before anybody sends any more. Brilliant. Thank you very much. Pick up a course at the Academic Agency. Promo code Shredder. And help yourself out. Go on, get out, all of you.
Up yours, woke moralists. We'll see who cancels who.
It's over.
I've never seen so many white people in one...
The persecuted becomes the persecutor. The hunted becomes the hunter.
College kids today really seem to hate Jews.
And this motherfucker talks about him wearing a suit. I hate this fucking country. I've never in my life felt like I do right now. This man has been respectful to every leader in the world. Everybody. And you clowns want to fucking do that shit to him when he comes over here. You fucking disgraceful son of a bitches. Man, I just want to be next to Zelensky right now. Hot damn, man. I can't. Sorry, y'all. I can't believe what I just witnessed in our White House.
Country in which I have spent so much of my adult life and admire so much.
Away with you, beggar! Away with you, beggar! Away with you, beggar!
What goes on in this town is none of your business.
As long as I'm living here, it is.
Then maybe you shouldn't be living here!
Well, that's easily fixed.